What's next?
Verse 20. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him.
With whom, about Jesus. Go ahead.
With whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him.
Listen to that. Jesus had to be strengthened. He's a man. God, grant these people that their eyes be opened, that they see Jesus was a man. It's written in the Word. 1 Timothy 2. One mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
23, and I will beat down his foes before his face.
Do you hear that? Beat them down. Beat his foes down. Are you there? He will beat his foes down. Who will? The Father. That's who beats mine down. So, if you feel beat up, good. Shouldn't be a foe. Wouldn't you recommend that?
Amen.
Not be a foe?
Absolutely.
Sure. Now, beat down. What? Go ahead. Next word.
And I'll beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him.
Do you see that? Do you believe that? Plague them that hate him. You know, if I were you, I would consider what the Word says in one of these Bibles that you're not too sure is the Word of God. See, I've been there. I didn't believe it. It's all the Word of God. Plague. Beat them down and plague them. You know, there was a man that used to attend this church, that was an attendee of this ministry, this building. Lost a young baby. And according to him, when he stood up behind my pulpit, that child died because of its father not liking me or my ministry. And according to that man's words, God told him if I needed to be corrected, God would do it, and he didn't need any of his help. That man said that, was around this place for nearly 30 years and left. Because he thought that he could bring me down. The spirit in him, not him. The spirit in him. Thought he could bring me down, destroy me. He came up to me once and said, it's time for you to move on, let somebody else have this job. Yeah, after I got the place going and contributed I contributed enough money. Now, he says, I'll take over. Mm-mm. Goodbye. Oh, he used to be a lot of you people's friends, and he probably still is. And you need to shake that one. Go ahead.
24, but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted.
Faithfulness and mercy be with him. And what will be exalted, his name?
And in my name shall his horn be exalted.
Oh, that's right. In the Father's name, Jehovah's name. The Lord's horn will be exalted. Let's go.
25. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.
There it is. Jesus, my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Go ahead.
Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth.
First begotten from the dead. Yeah. First one to be begotten from the dead. John 3:16, read it. All you religious people know that verse. Go ahead.
Wow. 28, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore.
You like that? His mercy. Be keep for him forevermore. That's why it's on me. That's why it's on you. Amen. That's why it's on all of you. That walk in the gospel. Not walk with me. Walk in the gospel. And by the way, let me say something. You people lie. You lie. It is unreal how you lie. Because you say, well, it's true you brought us the gospel. And we didn't know what it was. But now we preach it in love. And you don't. Well, let me tell you something. I love you. And I sit down and have a meal with you. And if I saw you, I wouldn't turn and run the other way. You know that? I said, hello, Joe. Now, you tell me which spirit's the bold spirit, me or that thing in you that hides. Amen. They got a band. Next, Kathy.
And my covenant shall stand fast with him.
God's covenant will stand fast with him. Go ahead.
29. His seed also will I make to endure forever.
His seed. Now, we're getting to us, huh? The Lord's seed will endure forever. You want to be forever? Become one of his seed. Next.
And his throne as the days of heaven.
Throne as the days of heaven. Go ahead.
30. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments.
Now listen to this. If his seed, which is happens to be his children, forsake. What does it say?
If his children forsake my law.
Forsake. Now, you Moses people, you say, that's the Ten Commandments. No, it's not the Ten Commandments. I went to church longer than you did, trying to decipher that stuff. He nailed the Ten Commandments to the cross. Oh, he did. Ephesians 2, Colossians 2, nailed it to the cross. Took it out of the way, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, abolished it, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. My Lord, you people want to hang on to Moses, but you won't even hear what Moses said. Next.
And walk not in my judgments.
Walk not in my judgments.
If they break my statutes.
Break his word. Go ahead.
And keep not my commandments.
Keep not what he commands you to do. He doesn't command every person to do the same thing. But he individually commands every person, or he orders every person's steps in the Word of God. Every person, male and female, husband and wife, brother and sister. Let's go.
Then will I visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes.
Oh my. Visit there when they break his word, his statutes, that he does what? Visits them with a rod.
Visits their transgression with a rod.
Yeah, their transgression. That word, that rod is authority. You know, I put up on Facebook about God scattered his enemies. And as the Spirit of God, it was God talking through me. Smite them, smite them, smite them, smite them, smite them, smite them, smite them. Wasn't me. It's some former attendee here. Apparently, I didn't see it, but I saw. Wanted to rebuke me and tell me that I should bless and curse not. I never said anything about that blessing. That said, God, scatter your enemies, smite them, smite them, smite them, smite them. Those were the words of God spoken by the Spirit of God. Don't be judging me, you wicked people, because I didn't say what you thought I said. Heather?
And their iniquity with stripes.
Their iniquity with stripes. Wow, wow, wow. I don't want any of those. Well, neither do I. But it says everybody's going to get a few. But it does. And those that knew the will of God and didn't do it is going to get a whole bunch. Many stripes.
33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail.
Loving kindness he will not take, nor his faithfulness will not fail. Go on.
My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips.
Did you see that? The covenant that he gave to Jesus, he will not break. And not one thing that went out of his lips shall ever fail, ever change. No. No, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wasn't Old Testament one way, New Testament another. An abominable lie throughout the land, all over the world. Next.
35. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven.
I'm going to let you read that yourself. I'm not even going to repeat them. But remember, the Word of God endureth forever. Forever.